stake. A hunt for one and live by music. Not that they might have gone out, that's what it's totally about and why it's called.
Ooh,
totally acoustic.
That's lovely, that. So thanks, everyone. So, yes, so I'd like to welcome a young man, who I met while on tour. Yeah, I was on tour in, like, Germany once, and it was literally once. And this is a young man that I met on the road. And my main memory of being on the road with Matt is that we went to a place where we got free drinks all night.
Yes.
And they didn't realise until about 2 a.m, when Matt and his entire band suddenly found out that we'd all been having free drinks and he hadn't, and started necking Jaeger bombs as fast as the people of Dresden could provide them for them. So with that in mind, please welcome to the stage a man who will not drink unless he's told he's able to, Mr. Matt Abbott.
Basically, I tried to be polite and speak German to the bar staff, and many of all the bands were English. So anyone speaking English got a free drink, and I was like, Guten Tag, ich möchte zwei Bier. I'm trying to be polite, and it cost me dearly, so being an ignorant Englishman abroad, it suits you, it's fine. We all go on Facebook at this time of year and get a little bit irritated with people posting pictures from all these beautiful exotic places like Malia, Lanzarote, Magaluf, all these amazing places that we simply can't afford to go to. So I decided to write a poem about Blackpool. I wrote a poem about Blackpool in this picture, and I'll skip over it. And I got fed up with Blackpool, so I thought I'd expand my horizons. I saw, I don't mean to brag or anything, but I went to Leeds and my friend had Sky TV. And on Sky TV, bro, this programme on MTV going from the West Coast to East Coast, LA to Florida, Route 66, quite a coveted thing. Well, on my budget, it's a Trans-Pennine Express service from Blackpool to Scarborough. And I went to book myself a room on adultfriendfighterlaterooms.com. And then I remembered, last time I went to Scarborough, I met this girl called Barbara. She was sat down by the harbour eating chips and smoking Marlboro. We went for a drink that night, things sparked up when I asked for a light. Just talking like you do, start to flirt when you both had a few. I gazed into her eyes, we had our hands on each other's thighs. It's 12 o'clock already, it's amazing how time flies. I walked her home down a cobbled road and she let me pop inside. The wine was poured, conversation flowed, with nothing left to hide. She turned down the lights and slipped off her tights, the candlelight made it romantic. No words needed speaking, the floorboards were creaking. In the end it was really quite frantic. But no time for passion, and in quite a rude fashion, she left me asleep on the floor. She crept off the bed, left her romance for dead. I felt like I'd been with a whore. At sunrise the seagulls were singing, and the bastards made sure I'd been walking. The taste in my mouth were quite minging, and it felt like my back had been broken. I started to feel quite suspicious, so I went up and knocked on the door. The look that she gave me was vicious. She didn't seem so nice anymore. I scampered downstairs, I didn't know what to do. A man followed down and said, "Who the hell are you?" I said, "How do you know Barbara? And why are you up the coast?" And then he gave me a coffee and a slice of his toast. I said, "I met her last night, we had a drink by the pier." He slurped on his coffee and looked at me queer. I said, "I felt quite confused, almost like I'd been used. I made a joke about her tits, he didn't look too amused. I saw the ring on his finger and I feared for my life." I said, "How do you know Barbara?" I said, "Barbara's my wife." Blackpool, Wiltshire, cheers. This is 10 things that Maria hears before closing down the laundrette. Number one, the sorry pathetic clunk from the blundering mechanism of the third machine on the left. Number two, the contents of a coin bag dispersing an armada of coppers across the lino like frantic bodies running from a fire. Number three, a snippet of scandal eagerly escaping the cool chapped lips of a schoolgirl sauntering past. Number four, the wrath and the fury of a malevolent Mr. Harris, clutching his shrunken and once beloved trousers, demanding only hell and earth as worthy compensation. Number five, the sorry pathetic clunk of a blundering mechanism of a third machine on the left. Number six, the contents of a shopping list, tackling the inconvenience of a fortnight in the sun, delivered with a drone more honed for Brentford than Barbados. Number seven, fists fly as tempers flare, a fight outside the chip shop, the damning direct consequence of whispered schoolgirl scandal. Number eight, agonising over which grandchild's birthday to exclude during the methodical selection of seven separate numbers. Sheila has her sights set firmly on the Thunderball. Number nine, the sorry, pathetic clunk from the blundering mechanism of a third machine on the left. And number 10, the Symphony of Silence at 5:59 as the key finishes turning in the door. For now, at least 15 hours of freedom. Cheers. Okay. Earlier on, I told you how I awkwardly fornicated with a middle-aged woman on her living room floor during a seaside sojourn, and I know what you're thinking. Tell me more. This is Barbara from Scarborough, part two. As the Avon lady peels apart the customer receipt, Barbara shuffles awkwardly enough. Silently she curses at the slippers on her feet, depositing those wretched specks of fluff. There's a wedding photo propped upon the mantelpiece. She's watched her beauty fade from recognition, with her arm wrapped round a man who's now a stranger, 2 decades of a missionary position. Barbara stands to make them both a brew, whilst biscuits twist her arm in stacks of three. She stumbles on a Facebook group, the class of 82. It's heaven, Monday night in 13B. And the pimple queens of Scarborough Comprehensive remind her of a girl she used to know. Those afternoons of innocence spent dangling from the pier, she fondly reminisces with a tear. And as she leans forward to scratch her knee for a hole that's merged in her tights, Barbara hears an advert on the telly. She pays no notice whatsoever to the product that's being advertised. Instead, she just cocks her head slightly, sighs, and listens in adoration. When a man loves a woman by Percy Sledge, they don't beckon like that anymore. She can remember buying the 7-inch from a charity shop in Whitley Bay on her 5th wedding anniversary. Her dad used to tell her how we were number 1 in the pop charts when she was born. Sometimes he'd sing it to her, tuneless but wonderfully tender. She liked being called a woman, even when she was still at school. And it wasn't too long after she ditched that frame blue blazer in favour of her garish disco threads that Barbara found love for the very first time. And not just Phil Oakey, this one was for real, Malcolm Edward Norton. She's recently discovered that Malcolm lives in Morecambe with Michelle, the fat girl who borrowed Barbara's mascara and leave the top of a bottle all gammy whenever she gave it back. Typical, the mucky cow. She sits beneath the Artex ceiling's nicotine complexion with mustard swirls and a plastic chandelier. A dimmer switch that hides her imperfections, a centimetre slip to yesteryear. Last weekend, Barbara's brother came to see her with slip-on shoes and a half-price houndstooth scarf. And the all-too-perfect permatan Maria, who's 14's more a 14 and a half. And as boredom heads to the king-size bed she seldom gets to share, there's a chiffon quilt with an old Parisian print. From a summer sale at Dibenham's Discount Debonair, it almost looks expensive if you squint. And it's not exactly Cleopatra's palace, with a urine-scented staircase and a battery-powered phallus, but it's close to work and they're easy on the rent. It's just a shame for Barbara. Time is the only fortune that she's spent. Cheers. Okay. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. My name's Matt Abbott, aka Skint and Demoralised. And before I do my last piece, I've just got a quick cautionary tale. When I was writing poetry at sixth form, I got asked by my English teacher to stop. She also told me never write a story that ends. And then I woke up and it was all a dream. The next year, Inception made $300 billion at first weekend, so fuck them, don't listen to teachers. This is my last piece, it's called The Lonely Hearts of England. Thank you for listening. I know poetry's shit and all that, but you've given me a good evening, so thank you. Cheers. The Lonely Hearts of England. Approval and affection, they force you to perform. When you look in your reflection, does it make you feel warm? Or does something hold you back until someone holds you tight? Someone for a lifetime or maybe just a night. And I've tried and failed many times. I've rarely won. But I am a chatty bugger. Yes, I am my mother's son. So I'll try and find my finest shirt and show them what I can. I've got various ambitions. As an independent man, does it make you start to question? Does it ever guarantee? Will the Lonely Hearts of England stand and raise a glass with me? Where the girls are wearing dresses and the fellas wearing shoes. Everything excessive and everything to lose. When the bells ring out for 2 o'clock, it's the measure of your night. You'll either end up frisky or you'll end up in a fight. Are you standing with your sweetheart? Are you looking for a match? Do you tell yourself in silence that you really are a catch? When you slip outside for a cigarette and you try to make a laugh and then treat her to the doubles with the last of the overdraft. Just get another round in, we're wasting precious time. No celibates, we're celebrating, living in our prime, do you often sit and wonder what happiness might be? Will the lonely hearts of England stand and raise a glass with me? Oh, Father Time, with his stacks of coins, is propping up the bar. He's seen all kinds of faces, but he's never been that far. He's fragile and he's bony, with skin as thin as silk, but he'd drink a pint of whiskey like you'd drink a pint of milk. When his song came on the jukebox and you had to stand and jive, and it's 9 o'clock on a Friday night when you really come alive, just lose your inhibitions and forget about the truth, because the one thing that you can't get back is the freedom of your youth. And they're snoozing by the telly if they choose to disagree. Will the lonely hearts of England stand and raise a glass with me? Have you spotted someone sexy? Yeah, you're trying to catch their eye. It's a bloody expensive taxi if you stand around all shy. With a little introduction and a little bit of charm, you've a belly filled with butterflies and someone on your arm. And I've told you many times before, I'll tell you many more. You're my greatest friend in the bloody world, and that is something sure. And I know I've never met you, but you're such a bloody star. So let's gather our possessions and we'll find another bar. If it's sunny or it's snowing, it's a ritual for life. If you're looking for a girlfriend or you're hiding from your wife, if you're drinking on your pension, if you're young and fancy free, with the lonely hearts of England standing and raise a glass with me. Cheers.
So the next, act is your man who he's basically just followed me around, really. Every time there he is, he's sort of my mentee. I like to think I'm guiding him through life, and that's how he's come to be as successful as he is today. So please come on the stage, Mr. Alexander Hale.
Hello, my name's Alexander Crystal Hale. I'm from Birmingham. I live in Nottingham. Those are two places in the Midlands, or as you call it in London, the North. And this is a song about the two greatest ideas that humanity's ever had, which are communism and love, and the fact that neither of them can ever work.
In the failed Soviet state of my heart, where the winter lasts forever and it's perpetually dark. The dream is just a memory, the revolution never starts. In the failed Soviet state of my heart, the world that we were promised never came, never came. A world of honesty and equality where every man is the same. Instead this heart's corrupted and I'm held here by these chains. And if you think this is bad, you should see the state of my brain. Things are looking bleak. The curfew's been enacted, there are armed guards on the street. And the whole thing's surrounded by barbed wire and 10 foot of concrete. The Soviet arm still continues to beat. Failed Soviet state of our love. Though the whole thing fell apart, we still tried as hard as we could. I wonder how they'll remember us when they write the history books. Not for the great social improvements that we made, to the lives of the workers who we once treated as slaves, but now treated as equals and so equally paid. Though they loathe and detest and all feel betrayed by the failed Soviet state of our love.
Maybe you noticed a really terrible mistake I made in the middle.
That's good.
This song's called Fast Forward. Simon Love was going to play tambourine on it, but he's lazy. He has just got out of prison. So, where he works.
Someone likes it.
Yeah, it's called Fast Forward. It's got hip hop in the middle by a band called Y that I like to do. I didn't write that bit. You'll know that bit. It's not the bit that makes sense.
Fast forward through the sad parts, the fake conversations and the false starts. It's a movie. It should be exciting. I keep my head up and my eyes wide, with you inside me while I know how it feels. keep on fighting. Now I'm a projection, I'm a ghost upon your screen. My soul found no protection, my body will never be clean, but you'll still love me. At least for the rest of the scene. Fast forward through the sad parts, easy fix-ups and the broken hearts. It's a movie, it's not real life. I keep my head up and I stay strong, but all I forget is just come out wrong. So it's a movie that I have to live twice. Now I'm a projection, I'm a ghost up on your screen. My soul found no protection, my body will never be clean, but you'll still love me. At least for the rest of the scene. I don't ever want to see that film again. It only serves to remind me of something I lost a long time ago when I didn't have to hide away. And though you say you want me back, there's no way you'll ever find me. I hated it then, I'm done with it now. Fast forward, don't rewind me. I never want to see that film again. Oh no, it only serves to remind me of something I lost a long time ago when I didn't have to hide away. Though you say you want me back, there's no way you'll ever find me. I hated it then, I'm done with it now. Fast forward, don't rewind me. I never want to see that film again. Oh no, it only serves to remind me of something I lost a long time ago when I didn't have to hide away. Though you say you want me back, there's no way you'll ever find me. I hated it then, I'm done with it now. Fast forward, don't rewind me. Cause it's just another Sunday paddle boat ride on a man-made lake with another lady stranger. Should I remain lost or die on the cross? Well, at least I wasn't born in a manger. I can sit somewhere right now and be prayed for. It seems like I always arrive on the same shore from where my sails set. Maybe one less lady than my vessel left with. Is that a threat? Cause I've stayed scarce this last year, yes. But be assured in unrest, I'm unavoidable like death this Christmas. Is this twisted? Why be upset? Cause I never said I didn't have syphilis. Miss Listless, she's hard like the bricks I pound with my fist with. I mean, she's hard like the bricks that I pound with my fists. This is the fall of Mr. Fifths, forged from the hordes of the ladies and lords, and set with fat cords in modern English. I know that there's nothing more appealing than the sound of high heels down the marble tile hallways of your district's one allotted city Thunderstein, a school bilingual older monastery, followed by a single high-pitched scream, followed by breaking glass. But could your anger be mapped to an interpretive dance, to a trip-hop track? Could it be pulled out on strings or strung into a pattern for a god's eye to bring to your alma mater's holiday and raise a boutique thing? Fast forward through the sad parts, fake conversations and the false starts. It's a movie, it's not real life. No, it's just some stupid movie. Thank you. So, this is Laura from August Actually, which is a band that I'm sort of in, I guess.
Still a band.
So it's still a band. Look for the album in 2018. It's not got a name yet, that's the main thing we're waiting for. Yeah, so this.
I'm going to make you stand there
while I'm talking now as well. Right, we're going to do a sing along. Is that alright if we do a sing along? And Laura's going to lead it. Yeah. This is a song about giant robots. They won't let me play music fast now. So, no, it doesn't go that way. I'm the last man alive in this city, absorbed in a ball of fire and self-pity. I'm strung out to die by the cruelness committee, with their motives to murderous dimension. My tormentors resent me, they say I'm a rogue program. They're my inventors, they made me. I know them, they kept me around for a Sunday night showdown. I've got some other intentions. I'll be the last man standing, the last left alive, but fighting their games, all depleted and drained. I'm the last damned survivor, the last of my kind, left to carry your name, left to die. that there was program that gave me a purpose, but on closer inspection I found it was worthless. So I slipped away through a crack in the surface, fight for my right for a future. It's been a mitzvah, survive in the city. The things I put up with, well, they're not always pretty. To kill one's own bro, well, that's always a plea. Really, he's just a computer, and I'm the last man standing, the last left alive, with the fight in their game of the bleeded and drained. I'm the last damn survivor, the last of my kind, going slowly insane. The bastards got to my brain like they got into yours.
So this song is called Get Over It.
Get over it. Get over it. The only person being puzzled by your principal position is you. Get over it. Get over it. And you'll find yourself supplied with a pile of better things to do.
Now this will surprise you. I wasn't always the macho hunk of sheer beefcake you see before you now.
Oh.
At school I was a little fat kid, and PE was a weekly hell. So I poured myself into books, and I sneered at those who played games. I set myself above them and decided I would hate it forever. But then in 1996, I realised what I'd missed. I denied myself the fun of sport, the excitement, the drama. So in short, I got over it. Got over it. Gazza's goal against the Scottish made my snobbish supposition subside. I got over it, and now I'm over it. Gary Lineker's my guru, Stuart Pearce opened up my mind. I used to say that I didn't like curry. I thought it was disgusting and weird. Then found out it's not supposed to have sweet corn, sultanas, bananas in it. That's just how my mum made it. Taxis, restaurants, Jaffa cakes, dishwashers and the Smiths were things I expressed disdain for when the truth of the matter was this. I might have claimed high principles, but at the end of the day, I wasn't being puritanical. I was just afraid. So I got over it, got over it, and decided to deny the delights of life is frankly daft. I got over it, and now I'm over it. I won't let the future be decided by the crap that happened in the past. Here comes an impersonation. In the words of Sir Ludwig Gutmann, the founder of the Paralympic Games, this sitting around feeling sorry for yourself is no good. Cut it out! Good, isn't it? or to put it another way. Get over it, get over it. The only person being punished for your principal position is you. Get over it, get over it. And you'll find yourself supplied with a pile of better things to do. Get over it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so this song is about now. This may surprise you that I am actually over 30.
I know,
thank you. Mum. And so I'm often hanging around with young people, you know, the young people. I often hang around with young people, some of whom are girls. And when I'm hanging around with young people who are girls, I'm always incredibly conscious of not being that guy. You know, that guy, him. That's the. So I've written a song about it to stop me being that guy, and it's called That Guy. And you go, something. Guitar solos, remember that. I heard a young woman say she liked the X-Men. Oh yes, I said, the films, I assume. It turned out she loves the Chris Claremont and John Byrne run, but her favourite character these days is Doom. Suddenly I saw myself standing in the rain, masturbating in a skip. And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be him. I went for a curry with people I work with. I asked for a Balti and rice. They said they were sorry, they didn't do Balti. South Indian cuisine, try a dozer, they're nice. Suddenly I saw myself watching Top Gear, eating English breakfast from a can. And I don't want to be that guy, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy, I don't want to be him. I talk to younger people, I think of when I was in my 20s and knew some middle-aged men. Leather jackets, ponytails at the back of gigs, they swim through my conscience like kraken. Exams, if anything, they're probably more difficult. Politicians, I doubt they're really all the same. Pop music changes with every generation. If people my age like it, it has failed. Suddenly I saw myself on BBC 4 comparing One Direction to Chaucer. And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be him, but I am. So now let's get on with it. So for the final part of the evening, I'd like to welcome to stage a band who I read about many times. I read about this band many times before I actually saw them or heard them. And when I read about them, I thought, God, that sounds awful. God, the way people describe them, I go, that's the sort of thing I don't like. But then luckily, I went to see them at a gig in Sheffield, and it turns out they were the sort of thing I liked quite a lot, which is a lesson never to believe what you read. I think you'll find. So this is brilliant. This is one of my favourite bands I've happened to see in the past 3 years, which, to be honest, doesn't involve many bands because I am over 30, as I've already established. But they are fantastic bands. So please welcome, all the way from Sheffield, doing their first ever gig in London, like Bob Dylan did. Please welcome Robbery.
So this is the new song that we're getting over and done with early on in the set. This is Celebrating Being Average. It's called Journeyman.
From Accrington to Yeovil, from Southend to Torquay, via Rotherham and Dagenham, and then on to Grimsby. He's a man on a journey through the lower leagues, a spell at Hartlepool plus a month alone at the league. Join the first half of the king, a whitey and shady, and on the multiple pulpit, no one ever hates me. The boy is recklessly, but he will give it all. No matter who he's playing for, no matter what the score. He never had the money, he never had the fame. No moral for his girlfriend, you wouldn't know his name. But he will never be forgotten, five times he saw his name. Still talks of in his pubs, almost every Saturday. Testimonial was posted by his final blow, and then with the money raised, he opened up a pub. Yes, sometimes he has a flutter, and he still likes to drink, but every player thinks, and they don't care what people think. No medals in the water, no promotion for the fans, but the fans in the attic still pay tribute to this man. He never had the money, he never had the fame. No model for a girlfriend, you wouldn't know his name. But he will never be forgotten by the times he saw his face. Still talked of in his pub almost every Saturday. The first horse that he got to his Wembley final dream was the Northern semi-final of the Otto Last Win Swing. If you've got rhythm to the top, an unremarkable career, or if you've never had a job,
you can still touch people's lives with the smallest thing. So gather your friends in, and together we will sing. I may not have the money, I may not have the fame. No model for a partner, plus an Anglo-Saxon name, but I will never be forgotten. I don't see home in it. I'll be talked of in this pub by the people who are here.
A lot of songs tonight have been about people getting old, reflecting on things. This is another one. It's about being too shy to dance. Something that, when you get older, it either happens more or happens less because you just don't care. But this is for anyone who's ever been sat in a bar or club, just not being able to push themselves onto the dance floor.
Feel free to dance.
It's called This Dance Floor Needs Me. I'm sorry. Alright. 3, 4.
Friends dance in the other room. They've left me on my own. They say if I don't join them, I might as well go home. All these happy people are making me feel sad. The so-called best days of our lives are the worst I've ever had. I want to tell the strangers here that I'm out with all my friends. I'm not the loser in the corner all along for the weekend. I don't need checking up on, I enjoy my company. Things are okay over here, yes, I'm content just being me. Though I know that this dance floor needs me. I'm not being funny, it's just that I am shy. This dance floor needs me. Give it one more song, and maybe I will try. I wish I could dance like no one's watching. Dance like I'm not stopping. But I can't. No, I can't even start.
Is anyone sat here? May I pull up a chair? I see you've got a table. I thought that we might share. My friends are in the other room. They've left me on my own. Please tell me how you feel, cause I'm not ready to go home.
I know I'm getting on, but I can't pull the change. I was dancing every week, now it feels a little strange. I think my days are numbered here in this old nightclub. Should I stoop to a late bar or sit in an old man's car? I want to lose it on the floor, but I've lost my motivation. So I'm reaching the spot for another song's duration. I'm trying really hard, but I can't lose my inhibitions. So I'll wait here at the bar because I'm moving in a mission. Though I know that this dance floor needs me. I'm not being funny, it's just that I am shy. This dance floor needs me. Give it one more song, and maybe I will try.
I love exactly how you feel. I've been there before. Sometimes I don't want to dance, and my friends call me a fool. But they say let's rent the numbers. I see that we are two. I can hear the music play. So here's what we should do.
This is about, I grew up in Sheffield and then moved down to London for 2 years, stayed for 8.5 and then went back home. And that's what this song is about, except it's just about leaving home and then going back and the feelings you have about that, getting a lump in your throat and stuff.
So. It might make some of you cry.
Yeah, it might do actually. I've not played in London, so maybe it's going to tip me over the edge. it's called Seven Hills.
You are all I knew for all that time while I was yours. to say goodbye when I moved away. You are always there inside my heart.
The yellow lines on the east side, I'm coming home. I'll try not to cry.
Every time I walk away, I keep coming back for more. Something inside pulls me back right to the open door.
I climb up one of seven hills. Turn back round and then I look back on this city and fall in love with her again.
I've seen the lights of London town, full of eyes that can get you down. Though the streets are foul, I'm paved with gold. These friends of mine have me in their home.
The yellow lights of the east side, I'm coming home. I'll try not to cry.
I should settle down, 'cause I'm getting old. There's a warmth up here despite the cold. I can feel the cold as I step off the train. This city may change, but I'll still feel the same.
The yellow lights on the east side, I'm coming home. I'll try not to cry.
Every time I walk away, I keep coming back for more. Something inside pulls me back right through the open door.
I climb up one of seven hills, turn back round and then I look back on this city and fall in love with her again. I chose to leave, but you swallowed your pride and welcome me back with arms open wide. In these city walls is the place I will be. There's a lump in my soul whenever I see the yellow lights of Navy's sky. I'm coming home. I'll try not to cry.
Every time I walk away, I keep coming back more. Something inside pulls me back right to the open door.
I climb up one of seven hills, turn back down and then I look back on this city and fall in love with her again. I climb up one of seven hills, turn back round and then I look back on this city and fall in love with her again.
Thank you. Woo!
And that was Totally Acoustic, a rather cracking start to the new season. And next show is on Thursday the 11th of September at the King and Queen in London, when we've got David Leitch and Dan Ransom, aka Daniel and Norbert Dentressangle. All the details of that are on our webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com. And yeah, that's that. Thanks for you came, thanks for you for listening. And we'll see you next time.